We can't be exactly sure when Paul wrote this letter to the Galatians. We know that it was between 49 and 56 AD. So Jesus had been gone for 20 years or so, and the good news of his life, death, and resurrection continued to spread. Galatia covered an area of hundreds of miles and contained many cities. Paul had gone there and taught the churches the basics of Christianity, that we are saved by faith in Jesus Christ alone. But after he left, he learned that the Galatians were reverting back to their old beliefs and following the rules and regulations of the Jewish law. Paul wrote this letter to encourage these new Christians to stand strong in their faith. He wanted to remind them of the true good news, that salvation comes only through Jesus. Faith in him is the only thing that can set us free. He wanted to encourage them to leave the bondage of their old beliefs in the past and face the future with freedom in Christ. Sometimes it seems as though we should do something to gain all the promises that are ours through Jesus. But if we truly hear Paul's words, we can learn that faith alone leads to eternal, abundant life. Listen as Paul tells about the true gospel of Jesus and how we can learn to live in real freedom. The freedom only Jesus can bring when we put our faith in him.
Greetings from Paul, an apostle. I was not chosen to be an apostle by men. I was not sent from men. It was Jesus Christ and God the Father who made me an apostle. God is the one who raised Jesus from death. This letter is also from all the brothers who are with me. To the churches in Galatia, I pray that God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ will be good to you and give you peace. Jesus gave himself for our sins to free us from this evil world we live in. This is what God the Father wanted. The glory belongs to God forever and ever. Amen. A short time ago, God called you to follow him. He called you by his grace that came through Christ. But now I am amazed at you. You are already turning away and believing something different than the good news. Really, there is no other good news. But some people are confusing you and want to change the good news of Christ. We preach to you the good news. So if we ourselves, or even an angel from heaven, preach to you something different than the good news, he should be condemned. I said this before. Now I say it again. You have already accepted the good news. If anyone tells you another way to be saved, he should be condemned. Do you think that I am trying to make people accept me? No. God is the only one I am trying to please. Am I trying to please men? If I wanted to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. Brothers, I want you to know that the good news I preached to you was not made by men. I did not get it from men, nor did any man teach it to me. Jesus Christ showed it to me. You have heard about my past life. I belonged to the Jewish religion. I hurt the Church of God very much and tried to destroy it. I was becoming a leader in the Jewish religion. I did better than most other Jews of my age. I tried harder than anyone else to follow the old rules. These rules were the customs handed down by our ancestors. But God had special plans for me even before I was born. So he called me through his grace that I might tell the good news about his son to the non-Jewish people. So God showed me about his son. When God called me, I did not get advice or help from any man. I did not go to Jerusalem to see those who were apostles before I was. But, without waiting, I went away to Arabia and later went back to Damascus. After 3 years, I went to Jerusalem to meet Peter and stayed with him for 15 days. I met no other apostles except James, the brother of the Lord. God knows that these things I write are not lies. Later, I went to the areas of Syria and Cilicia. In Judea, the churches in Christ had never met me. They had only heard this about me. This man was trying to hurt us. But now he is preaching the same faith that he once tried to destroy. And these believers praise God because of me. After 14 years, I went to Jerusalem again, this time with Barnabas. I also took Titus with me. I went because God showed me that I should go. I met with those men who were the leaders of the believers. When we were alone, I told them the good news that I preached to the non-Jewish people. I did not want my past work and the work I am now doing to be wasted. Titus was with me, but Titus was not forced to be circumcised, even though he was a Greek. We talked about this problem because some false brothers had come into our group secretly. They came in like spies to find out about the freedom we have in Christ Jesus. They wanted to make us slaves, but we did not agree with anything those false brothers wanted. We wanted the truth of the good news to continue for you. Those men who seemed to be important did not change the good news that I preach. It doesn't matter to me if they were important or not. To God, all men are the same. But these leaders saw that God had given me special work, just as he had to Peter. God gave Peter the work of telling the good news to the Jews, but God gave me the work of telling the good news to the non-Jewish people. God gave Peter the power to work as an apostle for the Jewish people. But he also gave me the power to work as an apostle for those who were not Jews. James, Peter, and John, who seemed to be the leaders, saw that God had given me this special grace. So they accepted Barnabas and me. They said, "Paul and Barnabas, we agree that you should go to the people who are not Jews. We will go to the Jews." They asked us to do only one thing: to remember to help the poor. And this was something that I really wanted to do. When Peter came to Antioch, I was against him because he was wrong. This is what happened. When Peter first came to Antioch, he ate with the non-Jewish people. But then some Jewish men were sent from James. When they arrived, Peter stopped eating with the non-Jewish people and separated himself from them. He was afraid of the Jews who believed that all non-Jewish people must be circumcised. So Peter was a hypocrite. The other Jewish believers joined with him and were hypocrites too. Even Barnabas was influenced by what these Jewish believers did. I saw what they did. They were not following the truth of the good news. So I spoke to Peter in front of them all. I said, "Peter, you are a Jew, but you are not living like a Jew. You are living like the non-Jewish people. So why do you now try to force the non-Jewish people to live like Jews? We were not born as non-Jewish sinners, but we were born as Jews. Yet we know that a person is not made right with God by following the law. No, it is trusting in Jesus Christ that makes a person right with God. So we too have put our faith in Christ Jesus, that we might be made right with God. And we are right with God because we trusted in Christ, not because we follow the law. For no one can be made right with God by following the law. We Jews came to Christ to be made right with God. So it is clear that we were sinners too. Does this mean that Christ makes us sinners? No. But I would really be wrong to begin teaching again those things of the law of Moses that I gave up. I stopped living for the law. It was the law that put me to death. I died to the law so that I can now live for God. I was put to death on the cross with Christ. I do not live anymore. It is Christ living in me. I still live in my body, but I live by faith in the Son of God. He loved me and gave Himself to save me. This gift is from God, and it is very important to me. If the law could make us right with God, then Christ did not have to die.